The Trash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com
and GH Graphics
and their Junket Apparel line. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Episode number 50. Ready for this? Almost ready to do our one-year anniversary next week, because we took a week off, so it's going to be next week. But on the 29th, it's going to be loaded here. Wait till you...
Oh, that's why Josh wants to come next week.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the 29th. The 29th is going
to
be...
Well, that's how we're getting the important guests. I mean, you got to have Josh Decker here to have the important guests.
We got a big show tonight. We're going to be talking with Sam Williams here. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be catching up with Jeremy Ertman and Randy Maslowski about Napa Winter Slam, which we're planning on going out to that. We're going to be at Blizzard Bash. We've got the team list from Blizzard Bash that we're going to be revealing here in just a few minutes. And there's some names on there that you're going to be hearing about if you haven't already. Here in studio, we've also got Aaron Raleigh, obviously the wonderful and beautiful Brian Tompkins, fresh off of another win this weekend with the B Squad.
Another win.
I didn't get the score, though.
27-0.
You did okay.
Nice. Run that score up.
Did okay.
Once they start putting in all their effort, they're going to be doing just fine.
I hope so.
Ben Host and David Early also joining us here in studio. I mean, guys, welcome. I'm glad glad you guys could make the trip out. You work locally, so it was it only made sense for you guys to make the swing over. Make sure you swing that microphone right over there in front of you so that we can hear you. There you go.
There we go.
I hear you just fine. David, I figured you were just going to kind of hang back until somebody said something to you wrong, and then fly across the room and punch him. That's what you do every time you put a. That's probably not what would happen because I didn't put a camera mount.
We have to put a GoPro on the helmet, and we're good for that.
Put it on the bill of his hat.
But for those of us who may not know Dave, a year ago at Penn Yan,
hit of the year,
he brought a rusty quote unquote suicide Lincoln and made junk out of a pretty clean Cadillac. Yep. He said what he was going to do, and he held it on the floor and did it.
I was informed it
was quite the show.
I was informed that is not accurate because that Cadillac was pulled down, it was run again, and turned around, and it won Ontario County. So was it junked? Was it not junked? As a matter,
it was junked at Penn Yan. I'm not saying it was junk. Junk. They didn't take the motor out of it and scrap it, but at Penn Yan, it was junked.
I'm
in the club. I got junked at Penn Yan this year, first night. It's all good. Happens to the best of us, but. For that night, that car was junked.
It was outstanding. My favorite clip of that was when the impact on the back end and the whole rain cap flew off and got caught in the exhaust and spun in a circle.
Yeah, I couldn't find that.
No. You don't say.
Maybe if you would have took your foot off the floor, it might have fallen back in the car. But
if you watch that real slow, you can see it land on the fender, just kind of roll off as you're going backwards.
Yeah. Well, I think he accomplished two goals that year.
What's that?
Is that the same time you took the stock, same year you took the stock Lincoln to Bath?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He put some people over the wall down there. Just on it. Over it.
Yeah. Wow, Dave. Make sure we're on there.
Dave's one of the local hard hitters up here. He gets a lot of stuff tore up.
Got the hit of the year award that year at Penn Yan. That would have been 2012, right? 2013.
Yeah, that was definitely a nice hit.
No, it was 20. Sure. I don't know. Sean Gokenauer got it last year, and Dave got it the year before. It was awesome.
Are you sure? You want to check with your people?
I know. I got to call Josh and find out what awards I gave him. He just sent me pictures. Josh isn't here tonight. He had the back window of his truck blow out of nowhere, and it's all sitting in the bed of the truck and in the back seat. So he's busy tending to that. But we'll be seeing him in a couple weeks. He's been working real hard at corralling all sorts of guests that – we still got to finalize everything for the 29th. That's going to be a huge show.
It may even be a who's who of demolition world.
Hopefully. It's a plan. We're going to be doing the who's who of demolition derby here in a couple of weeks in the Topeka Expo Center.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
Blizzard Bash. We're going to be out there for several days.
Due to that damn work stuff, I wasn't able to make it last year, but vacation time is in. I am ready to go.
We were talking with David and Aaron here just a few minutes before the show started. They're starting to talk about maybe making their way out to Brookfield Wheel Days.
That's a very good possibility.
That's a good show.
Never been there.
I've seen video. I've always wanted to go.
It's well worth. I mean, it's last year they had over 150 cars. I mean, yeah. It's a hard hitting show.
12 or 14
it'd be
Imperials
perfect for David then.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
but I ain't got an Imperial.
Well, even a regular. I mean,
I drive hard with a four cylinder.
Yeah,
yeah, it don't matter, Dave.
I mean, it's definitely one of John King's Smash and Crash, and there's definitely one of his premier event. It's his showcase.
That ranks right up there as like our region's really the premier fall show at this point.
Absolutely.
For New York. I mean, hands down.
The only bad part about it is a long drive.
Oh yeah, it's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, right close to nowhere out there.
It's not quite,
it's
not quite
an
as far
hour
away.
45 minutes.
Yeah,
not quite as far away as Topeka.
No, or Morris, because we've been to Morris a couple times, and that's out there more.
We got Sam Williams online. Sam, man, thanks for joining us here on the Crash Course. And everybody, there's just all this talk tonight about how excited we are about getting out there to Topeka once again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're excited to have you guys.
We're looking forward. It's going to be a busy couple days. We're doing the pay-per-view with the Expo Center, and we're going to be on the air off and on through the weekend, and in the midst of juggling that, we're going to be handling some of the arena duties, and then after everything is said and done, we're going to pile up a hard drive with a whole bunch of footage and put together the video for them. So that's it's going to be a heck of an adventure, and we're just so glad to be part of that show. It's just a ball every year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to going.
Absolutely, guys. No, I wanted to see if I could overload somebody as much as I am, Chris, so I figured I'd push as much off on you as I could.
All right. Thank you. Actually, I hadn't really found anything to do between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., so I'm glad you're there to help me fill that gap.
Sleep's overrated, trust me, this time of year.
But how excited are you for the show coming up? I mean, the entry list that you've got just for the team division is awesome.
Yeah, no, we're super buzzed. You know, it's every class is stacked. It's crazy when you see you know some older drivers that we haven't seen in a while, young drivers that just dominate their areas. I mean, the older guys that have dominated their areas for 20 years. It's gonna be really awesome to see all these drivers come together and just see how the show turns out and go from there. I mean, if I was a bet man, I wouldn't even want to know how to bet on that team show. It's stacked from top to bottom, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, even in the qualifying side, it's really, really good drivers and really good cars. And I mean, it's crazy. There's 3-4 of us taking phone calls on build questions, and each one of us are getting probably 20 calls a day. So,
well, I mean,
guys are all in.
Let's talk a little bit about these teams. Team Underdogs, they're going to be wearing black this year. Brent Clements from Wisconsin, Daryl Monroe from Kentucky, Luke Johnson, and Jason Pagel, Luke being from Wisconsin and Jason from Minnesota. Daryl Monroe won Metal Mayhem, and Luke Johnson won Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So those two guys, they're certainly no slouches. And the team, I've never made a secret of this. This is my favorite team that is going to be at Blizzard Bash, unfortunately. There's a lot of other favorite teams I'm going to name, but but Team Guard, Jeremy Guard, Bobby Whitaker, Ryan Durham, and Bobby Brockway, they were the second ones on the list. My other favorite team, they're going to be wearing blue, Team Kansas, Jimmy Johnson, Nick Urlacher, Justin Montgomery, and Chad Markley. So right there, just think of how many wins just in the first 12 names. You know,
that's pretty impressive.
Well, my DMP boys.
I mean, you take a lot of good teams that were good, you know, over the years. And I mean, Team Brown has won I don't know how many of our shows, and they split up and all went to better. I mean, you know what I mean? They split up and just kept making teams better. And so, I mean, you take a bunch of awesome teams and even stack better teams. So, I mean, you add Nick Urlacher to that team. You add Bobby Whitaker to Guard's team. You know, Brent Clemens picked up some new guys. And, I mean, Brent had to miss our show last year with a back surgery, and that's the first time he's missed in years. So, yeah, Brent's always in the money. And so it's crazy. There's a lot of good drivers in those top 12.
Team Nebraska picked up somebody. We've got Zach Fetro, Matt Rosno, Kurt Strong, and they are going to be joined by Scott Mannering.
Yeah, and that was another crazy pickup. I mean, they all got talking, and Scott called me and said, "Hey, man, I'm going to switch out from Old Iron and go over to the teams." And I said, "Well, who picked you up?" And he said, "Zach Fetro." And I said, "My gosh, that's another great pickup." I mean, it's the other three of those with Fetros, they all go pretty much 10 miles apart, and they run together every weekend. So, I mean, and Scott can run with anybody in the country. So, I mean, it's a great team.
We've got the Pink and Flat Black. We talked to a couple of those guys last year. Rachel Dixon, Corey Leach, Jacob Lazorek, and Jason Dials is going to be on that squad. And then orange and black this year for my favorite team, Team DMP.
Oh, that's my favorite team.
Good thing you're not picking the winner.
Oh, it's impossible. Yeah, you can't.
He had a lot of favorites, buddy.
You cannot.
The DMP team, I mean, they run hard, and I mean, they are, you know when they're coming in, they're like the Mopar Express team that, you know, that we
don't
used to have there.
You got
to
get the Mopar Express in the middle.
As you know, you'll get later in the list, and that one will be kind of a surprise to everybody. But DMP, those guys turn it up really, really hard, and I mean, they are basically Missouri's Mopar Express, and I mean, those guys wreck a lot of stuff. And you know, the pink team at Pink and Flat Black with Jason Dials, those guys have just been competitors in and out. I mean, they did some swapping around on their team this year. You know, I've heard there's a couple Mopar coming out of those shops, and so Josh is going to love that part of it. And they, I mean, the build, their build questions are awesome. I mean, so they're going to be building just some nasty, nasty little Mopars.
Good to hear.
Do you think a lot of these old school guys jumping onto the teams might have, does that have anything to do with eliminating the 03 and ups? Just going 98 to 02s pretty much?
You know, it's going to be really interesting this year. We did some rule changing quite a bit, and we are not fans of rule changes, and I know drivers are ready to beat us. we won't change very many next year, but we had to get ahead of the new styles a little bit. Right. And so we did some rule changes, and I honestly think you're going to see as many old iron cars this year as new iron. We also changed a rule where they can run four old iron. I know of at least three teams that are bringing all four old iron cars. And so it, this year, I think we finally have gotten to almost an even playing field between the old and the new.
Okay.
And I think you're going to mix it up a lot. The 03s, they're hard, but you rip the wheels off them, but they were going to ruin a show for sure. They're a scary car. And so it's, you know, with our old rules, I mean, you could just build them way over build them. So no, I think the guys have watched, some of the old school guys have watched us for years to see if we're actually going to keep tough teching. And I think we're doing that. And I mean, we argue with drivers every day and say, hey, great idea, creative idea. Sorry, man, you're not doing it at our show. And so, I mean, the amount of ideas that are out there are insane. I can't wait to build another car because holy cow, the phone calls we get are just, wow. Yeah. These guys think so far ahead of anything that I would ever think of. And that's, as a promoter, sucks because we're always playing catch up. But they're amazing, amazing engineers.
Team DMP's got CJ Barnes, Chad Rhodes, Jake Reed, and Mike Brown. Hmm. All, and that's their lineup. The black and white team is David Gockel, Jeremy Blake, Cordell Hansen, and Dylan Lane. Which, that's another group of guys that they're going to be sending stuff in a hurry. White with flames. Rick Kastonik, Dave Cotter, Jesse Asmussen, and in the ill-tempered 7X, Sam Vandal is going to be there.
Nice. So
I'm excited to catch up with him. And the defending champions are going to be back. They'll be in light blue and black again. Bob Meir, Lance Pritchett, Travis Enger, and Parker Coffin will be in those cars. I mean, I'm excited that Sam Vandal is going to be there.
Yeah, Sam, man, he tears it up. You know, white and black, that was 2012 winners. And they're, you know, it's great to see those guys come back. Most of those guys have either all won my points race or done extremely well in it. Those guys were all right there in the top of our points race again this year. They have probably know the gray areas in our rules better than anybody because they run for us all summer long. So those guys will build a really nice car. Sam Bandow's team, holy crap. Just, we, you know, stay off the berms because they're pushing everything over. So those guys run so hard. They push their cars hard. So it's a blast to watch them.
We've got the red and black team's going to be back. Blake Thompson, Colin Sleezer, Kyle Freeman, and Michael Maxton. All those guys going to be from Kansas. I like how on the lineup sheet, they've got entry music selected.
But
we're going to leave that as a surprise for the night of the show.
That's cool.
Some of these teams actually have their own entrance music, which is
awesome.
Wearing the pink camel, this is a color change for this year, but the name, the lineup looks like it's pretty much the same. Dustin Keithlin, Joe Molman, and Jenny Molman, and Scott Svingen, all from Minnesota. Those guys are coming back again. And the pink,
they build a hard car, and I tell you what, you know, the two girls that we have on the team side, I hope nobody looks past them because they will flat knock your helmet off. Those
Jenny was wicked.
Pink and black one both have a they're their girl, like Jenny Molman, is just, I mean, they're both super hard drivers.
The pink, purple, and black team also returning this year. Ben's gonna squirm for this lineup. He's gonna love this. That is going to be Matt Schilling, Jesse Ravitch, Robbie Gustin, and Alec Schnankloth are all going to be on that team. So those guys,
Schilling's team,
light green and black. They're going to be coming with Nick Peterson, Lance Brule, Colby Black, and Winslow Goodwin. Those guys are all from Kansas as well.
Winslow.
Blue and yellow team is going to be Richard Gaumont, Tommy Gaumont, Timmy Gaumont, and Jeremy Atchison.
Golden Goblin.
Yeah. there's two teams left. Mopar Express is going to be in the black and purple with Calvin Atchison, Paul McKim, Dan Belden, and J.M. McKim. And Team Green is Ryan Songaluski, Jason Brzezinski, Pete Hansen. And it was supposed to be Don Santel, but there is significant rumor going around right now that I've had confirmation from a couple different places with I thinks that Don Santel is off that team and Rick Clark from Canada is on it.
Wow. I would be safe to bet that might be the all old iron team, but I'm not going to really.
They got to be one of your favorite teams too, right?
Since yeah, Pete's I forgot.
Here two or three or four times a year.
I didn't mention that Mopar Express and Tan and Green there with Songaluski and Hansen is also one of my favorites. So I would say that at least half the field is a favorite to win, Sam.
And what's crazy is, I mean,
you
take a look at, you know, when White and Black won it, I mean, nobody in the place had them picked to win that event. And, I mean, they won it, and they did it in a great fashion. And it was, I mean, they just flat drove their hind ends off. And that's what's great is you'll watch one of these teams that everybody may look past, and they may just do just extremely well in this thing. And it is so much the heat draw. And even more so this year because, I mean, you lose the first round, there is no way to win it. It's physically impossible to win the event. So you lose the first round, you're out. And, I mean, you have two guys go down quick or, Ryan builds an awesome car. He pops a tranny or he does, you know what, who knows? I mean, mm-hmm. When Ryan went out last year, he's like, hey, man, just letting you know I'm going to send a $10,000 motor through the stacks tonight. And flat if he didn't do it. I mean, he pulled the motor later that night and went back to Baldwin. I mean, he is. I mean, those – I don't care. You look at that list from top to bottom. It's insane. It's so exciting to have Mopar Express back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Obviously, a huge emotional return for them. They haven't been back since we did the tribute to Tony. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be great to have those guys back in the house and running hard. The last time they were there, there was just so much emotion. They could hardly get in their cars. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you've got those guys, which always run strong. You've got the version 2.0 version of Team Near It or Bruisers, whatever you call it, fresh off of three of those guys were part of the program that won Spring Explosion. You've got your returning champions. I mean, is it fair to say that Lance and Bob, their team from last year, when they had the E2 colors on their cars last year, was it fair to say that they were a surprise win when you look at how fast and aggressive and efficient Team Guard and DMP were?
You know, it's so interesting. You know, you take a look at like a team DMP that just runs so hard. If they don't break anything, they're going to destroy a team. If mm-hmm. all of a sudden they break a couple things, that's the problem with running them so hard is if they break Lance and Bob and those guys, their stuff, it may not make all the noise, but I'm telling you what, you look at Metal Mayhem and they're always there at the top five. Mm-hmm. They've won four of my team shows probably over the years. Some of the best drivers and can just outlast. And that's, you know, their motto is just get Lance to the feature, you know, and that's they're nominal drivers. And I'm telling you what, that Parker Coffin that they added, holy crap, can that kid build a car? I would put him up against just about anybody right now in the country. He is an awesome, awesome car builder. Young guy, but I'm telling you what, he has won about everything. He's won a ton of stuff in Nebraska this year. He's a great, great car builder.
And think of the names that we didn't mention. Think of the names that we didn't mention in terms of having team slots.
They're all in.
They're just going to be in the general population class. It's going
to
be crazy.
Show, I mean, it's you. That's all you have to do is make the slightest mistake, and
you're done.
You're done. They capitalize.
It was a race last year between Garden DMP. Who's going to get
fast? Yeah. Finish the heat.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like 90 seconds.
Yeah. Well, Guard hasn't had a heat go more than two minutes in like 2 years.
No, they've been pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at Guard last year, Guard was in a little bit of trouble against Moments, and they actually had them in the ropes a little bit when Jeremy's helmet came off. And that's when they could actually catch their breath, regroup a little bit, and then, you know, did extremely well after that. But I'm telling you what, if you don't get looking around on that, and that track is so fast, and you miss one guy up on the berm that you don't realize one of your guys is sitting there, and that 60 seconds is so fast on the clock. We have a stopwatch on every car in the arena. Every car has a stopwatch on it. And they hit 61 seconds, they're done. I don't care what they're doing. If they haven't made a hit in 60 seconds, they're done. And so it can change so fast when that happens. And, you know, you take a look at a lot of people didn't really understand our qualifying team show. Well, we already lost a team. And, I mean, Sciopas and those guys had actually registered a team. And they're hoping to come back again next year. But they just, for, you know, whatever reasons, Sciopa, Johnny Golo, all those guys had a team registered and just couldn't make it. And so that's where the Winslow team came from, is we already bumped one up from qualifying. So we're guaranteed a 16-man team show unless we go through eight of our qualifying teams. So, I mean, it is going to be a full bracket.
Wow.
So and all my qualifying teams know that they could get the phone call on Thursday and say, hey, time to get here. We need to run you through inspection. Such and such team just got loaded. Mm-hmm. So
those are just those. On the topic of what Sam just alluded to, those are just the teams that are already in the Blizzard Bash bracket.
Right.
We have Justin Hill, who is part of the Dark Blue and Hot Pink team, with Kyle Puttowitter, who won the T-Bone show this year. Dale Pate, Greg Neal is going to be with him. The Black and Yellow team is going to be Brian Kunkel, Cheesy Fiddler, Jamie Fiedler, and Crane Birkenpass. Those guys are all together. Dylan Kunkel is on the orange and black team with Kenny Rosno, Justin Ferricks, and Daniel Ort. Mm-hmm. Mike Wirth, Booger, Jaron Hirschman, and Zach Staver in the gray and orange team. Kenny Gunn, Wayne Gunn, Brian Woldkamp, and Ron Eads in the dark blue and orange colors. Derek Swearinger, Jesse Kunkel, Sean Jones, and Jesse Hoffmeister are all on that in one team. Then Josh Hull, Terrace Lacey, Chris Weatherby, and Scott McAdams. Those are going to be in the qualifying team event just to get advanced into the championship bracket, which is that's just crazy in itself. That's going to be – I mean, everything that happens on the track is going to be a feature compared to everybody else that you've been.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah, this is a premiere. This is, if you're going to go to an event, this is the event to go to. I mean, this is the Super Bowl of Super Bowls.
Yeah,
this sounds goofy, yeah. But
that's the thing. You know, we started with Bash, and you know we're ending with, you know, coming to end at Blizzard Bash. I mean, we've, you know, hit them all.
But just got confirmation. Rick Clark is on that team.
What makes this the best?
From Rick,
I don't care what anybody says, because it's indoors.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool.
There's nothing like the sound of these cars.
We control everything, and that's what we like about it. Is, I mean, from videos to, I mean, that's where we get to use, you know, we're going to use a lot of Chris's talent over the next few years. And, I mean, it's you know, we're already starting building videos and hype videos and, I mean, just everything that will be played over there. From fallen drivers, I mean, if somebody has a driver out there or a family member who has given back to this sport and would love to, you know, give a tribute to them, we have a video for that. Send it to our Facebook page. We'll be ready to, you know, we'll have all that there. And it's, I mean, you can go on our Facebook page and look at the videos we've done in the past. Super respectful, and we just want to honor them. So.
There's any other thing to state on it? I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No. I've watched the last year after you guys went, and I wasn't able to go. I got the DVD, and I've got the DVDs pretty much wore out from watching it. And I'm just the excitement level of being able to go out and watch is it's really
because you're right on top of everything. Yeah. You're in a hockey arena.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how raw hockey awesome. Arenas are built. It's
I'm definitely looking forward to that show.
It's awesome. Well, I am so excited to get up there. Cannot wait.
Why not? We're not looking forward to the 30 hours of inspection, but it's insane what you see in those 30 hours. It is absolutely crazy.
I am.
Pat's looking forward to the inspections.
The game plan right now is that we're gonna set everything up, provided everything works. I mean, it everything worked.
We aren't
before,
using UPS,
it,
right?
No.
Just making sure.
No,
he
we've
wants
already
me
had
to build a box out of half inch plate at work.
That'll work.
So use some scrap, make a box. We're gonna try and do a podcast right there from the inspection line. Because all cool. The drivers are going to be right there. Cool. And then we're talking about trying to figure out the way, you know, a lot of the parts and pieces still have to come together, how we're going to do it. But what we want to do is have the ability to do basically the draw show, how they do their heat draws.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
And do the show right as it's happening so we can basically build the bracket.
You know what it'll
be
like? It'll be like the old the draw when it was still the Bush Clash or the Budweiser shootout at Daytona.
Exactly.
It'll be like a Powerball.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
And you can cut the tension in that room. It's kind of funny. We buy 100 large pizzas that night, and we set them all out. And you can tell all the drivers aren't eating much. You know, everybody's going, hey, when are we doing the draw? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to watch the anticipation in there. I was talking to Jimmy Johnson a little bit, and he goes, last year I couldn't even go in and watch it because I knew I would end up drawing something bad. He goes, I just stayed outside and told my guys, you guys just go draw and let me know how we turn out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just that much tension in that room because everything is in that draw.
Yeah.
If
Jimmy's
you draw bad, you got a tough weekend ahead of you. You draw, and really this year there's not much to draw good from. I mean, every draw is a bad draw. So yeah.
Jimmy's draw last year did not go well. He wasn't there to see it, but he had a team of three, and he ended up in the heat of three.
Yeah.
Didn't go well. Stay outside, Jimmy. Stay outside. But Jimmy, as much as he loves Buicks.
Yes.
I mean, he's never made a secret about that. Is there any indication that he's going to bring a team of four Buicks?
I don't know.
How scary would that be?
Good answer.
The one thing I noticed on that, watching that Blizzard Bash DVD repeatedly, was that the front of that Buick was awful tough.
Yeah, he knows.
Awful tough.
What's
crazy is at the end of the night, we lift it up and the other drivers look at it and there's you know, little things that matter and nothing that's illegal. And that's what's great about all these guys is, you know, we get them off the track, we lift them, other drivers can look at them, you know, as far as the ones that are all qualified in that main feature, because I figure, you know what, if you're in the top 16 guys of this show, you have the right to look at anybody's car you want to. And
exactly.
So that's, you know, where we give everybody the right to look at everybody else's car. There's a protest fee. We've never had a protest. It's just insane. I think everybody's going to be absolutely surprised at some of the stuff we see this year as far as car-wise. Guys that have been in Fords forever all of a sudden jump into old ones. you know, and it's definitely going to be mixed up this year.
Awesome. I cannot wait. Well, you know, we're going to table this a little bit because we do need to catch up with those other guys. They're due on deck here in about 2 minutes. And we're going to play the hype video real quick. Sam, I know here in the coming weeks we'll be in touch a ton. You're going to be on here a bunch of times and telling us as the develops go, and we're going to find out how fast your hair turns gray this year.
Sounds good, guys. Yeah, I appreciate all the help, and we look forward to you guys flying out and seeing you.
We're looking forward to it, man. Thank you.
Save me a spot in the inspection line.
Absolutely, got it.
See you,
well,
Sam.
Ben's going to be pretty happy. Thanks, Sam. We'll talk to you soon. There goes Sam Williams. This is shaping up to be
that'd be a really Christmas present for me.
Very, oh yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
My question is if he saves you a spot in inspection line, is it going to be a case where you're going to put your Adirondack chair and just take notes, or are you going to be crawling underneath the cars just like everybody else is?
I'll go wherever he wants me to go. I'll crawl under the cars. I don't care. I'll shadow somebody.
I'm going to sit next to Chris and talk about it.
I'll have smoke crawling out of my ears, and it won't be from being mad. I'm going to tell you that much.
Finally, right? On the topic of that, congratulations, Caitlin Green, coming away with a win in the Total Destruction Fall Smashdown show at Morris.
Thought it was an overall good show.
I thought it was a real good show. Yep. You know, Josh ran really well. You know, did everybody proud with his yellow and black wagon and
blew
up his last Ricky transmission.
But you know what? You know what I said to him, and I texted him afterwards because I'd read on Facebook. I said, "Hey, nice job. We got talking." And one of the last things I said to him is, "I said from the sounds of it, you know, Rick would have been proud for the way you drove today." And he came back. He goes, "You know, I didn't even think about that." And I just sent him back a smile because, you know, I mean, we all really looked up to Rick, and Josh really looked up to Rick, and, you know, to get the heavy hitter with the, you know, car painting like that.
I was very surprised. Very, very surprised that he ran 21X, not 33. Very surprised. I figured he was going to put 33 on it. No. I really did.
Well, he's, I mean, Josh did an awesome job. Dan Bolton yeah. brought his car back. He drove the balls off that thing. I mean, literally drove the front end off of it pretty much. And learned quite a bit on the Y-framers just by that little experience. But
Team Pink did a great job out there. I mean, they basically got their stuff together. And McCabry.
Yes, the one daughter came in second. Right?
She was second.
Year old daughter came in second in the compacts.
Yep, she did. She's outstanding. Yep. Little nervous for her well being at the end though. She's sitting there. She kept telling her family, "I can't see, I can't see," and she hasn't gotten out of her car yet. And the EMT crews were just kind of standing around over there, and I kept waving to them, saying, "Come over here," and pointing to the car. And the lines of communication had broken down until I finally just shouted across, "Hey, she needs help." Mm-hmm. And then they took her into the truck. There was some stuff in her eyes. She'd gotten peppered by the guy when he was backing away from her, and then the clock ran out. But it was a great show.
Was Jason Sherman there making junk?
He was there, and he had
locked the motor up tighter than I won't say it because we're on camera. But he was doing good. I mean, he was on his way. And,
If I can quote Steve. He locked that thing up tighter than a boar's ass sewed shut with logging chain.
Yeah. I mean, there's some pretty, I mean, Vona was there. He ran and
Bob Smith was there.
Something happened, though. Vona qualified, I thought, and he never made it out in the feature. I don't know what happened.
Bob Smith qualified in the 8 car. Okay. I don't know. Andy did qualify, didn't he?
Yeah, Andy qualified. And I think overall, I mean, it rained all day.
all day,
and it stopped like 15 minutes till the end of the show, I think, is when it stopped.
Yeah, it was sunny going home.
But it...
out the window.
You know, we had 3 or 4 inches of slop on top of the track, but underneath it, it was as hard as concrete. And I thought it was overall a good show. I mean, you're always going to have your opinions, but...
you know what they say about opinions.
Well, I mean, the Vic that won it, it was offered to be looked at. If people wanted to look at it, I'd tip it up outside. They could look at it, and it was declined. So the offer was put out there. So you know what? I think if it was a dry track, things would have been a little bit different.
Because
them Vics are a lot lighter than a lot of the other cars. And
hey, it's Chris.
Maybe if there was more cars after, it might have been different. But I tell you what, she. She's a good driver.
Yep.
Very smart driving.
I'll leave you be for a minute there so we can catch up with him.
All right. You all right over there, boss man?
Yeah, we're good. He's actually, what we're doing is we're kind of trying to piecemeal a conference call together so we can get Randy and Jeremy at the same time. And this weekend is Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a 4 o'clock start time at the Chautauqua County Fairgrounds Lake Erie Rumble. That's put on as a benefit to the Variety Club out there, one of the kids' programs out there in the greater Buffalo area. And then September 27th is Wheel Days, 5 o'clock start there, 6.5-foot trophy. Thing's huge. I don't know if the pictures have been.
Yeah, with Rick's.
Yeah.
Bunch of stuff. Awesome really trophy. Cool. What was it? I don't want to say the name and get it wrong. B&L Lawn or B&L something Lawn Care?
I can't remember. I
somebody sponsored and donated the trophy. Real awesome. I mean, they always have real nice trophies there.
Yeah,
usually have a lot of hand painted ones, Mad Dog ones and stuff like that. But
they said too that there was I think special Mad Dog trophies and then a special trophy for the Imperial Heat this year too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, you guys, whoops,
gotta turn that back on. Aaron and David have had a pretty busy summer. You ran Yates County.
Yeah, I ran 3
Ontario
shows.
County. What was the third one?
Cansarega, actually, this
Oh, right, right.
weekend. Yep.
And David's been to Yates County, Ontario County. Did you go down to Bath one time this year?
No.
No, I didn't run Bath.
Because it's a cheater fest.
No!
if you don't plate it, it gets bent. But the another one coming up, isn't Belfast coming up?
Yeah.
Belfast, I believe, that's the same weekend as Wheel Days.
Okay. Yeah.
Belfast thought it'd be pretty interesting.
I don't know whether to go there to watch.
I know, because you know something that I don't hear. You were telling me about.
Well, I hear
Aaron knows more of one.
Well,
more than I do,
there's
so.
A certain person, Ricky Bracey, that... has a thing out for Brett Rallier. from that happened at Bath here about a couple years ago, where Brett full tracked Ricky's dad, and it come to be he was out. It's all in question. Yeah, and I don't really think he was doing anything wrong.
The thing about it was, it wasn't really Brett. It was Jim Beatty.
Well, there's a name you don't hardly hear.
That's hard to believe. Well, the funny thing was, we were at that was the Father's Day show 2 years ago at Bath where this started. And Brett and I were at, I was with Brett at Penn Yan the following, that summer, and we were watching. And we're standing there talking, and this guy starts walking through the pits and starts yelling. And I'm looking around and going, what the hell is going on? And he's, I'm going to get you here. You wait, I'm going to get you here. Da, 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 da. And I go, Brett, that guy's talking to you. And he's like, no, he's not. And I'm like, Brett, that guy.
Yes, he is.
That's Ricky.
Yeah. And here this last weekend when we went to Cancerega, he did the same thing. He walked right up to Brett and he says, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, and it's funny because after Brett won that show, I text him and said congratulations. And his daughter finished, I think, third in the youth heat down there. And we were talking back and forth. And he goes, remember that guy from Penn Yan? And I said, what? He goes, remember? And I said, yeah. He goes, he did it again. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, the guy goes, where are you running? Brett goes, right now on the track. Let's go.
He offered me $250 for him to get in the car.
Yeah, he goes, come on. And Brett's like, so we were talking. I said, y'all done for the year? He goes, oh, no, I'm going to some other show that I've never heard of over by. Yeah,
Belfast.
No, they still letting Imperials run there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that's what Brett's going to be taking is an Imperial. He posted a picture of the Imperial, and I'm thinking that's what he's going to be taking. I just hope that Ricky doesn't stall at some point.
By the way, in the interest of accuracy, I've not at all been able to research any of these facts. This is all a matter of opinion, so Brett, don't get mad at me.
Ricky's my brother-in-law, but it's nothing to do with me.
Well, Brett goes, the guy told me, he goes, you better hope you don't stall on that track. And Brett said, I looked at him, kind of shook my head and said, no, you better hope you don't stall on that track. And, you can like Brett, you can not like Brett. But when it comes down to it, Brett used to just go out and junk stuff for a long time before he ever won a feature. And every now and then,
he ran Jammer car for years. He knows
every now and then, somebody hits the right button and he goes back to that mode. And I'm here to tell you, I'll run hard, but when it comes down to it, it would take a lot for me to want to have to run against Brett like that. I mean, he will hold it on the floor and make junk, and no matter how good of a car he's got, his stuff.
He has no problem junking anything.
Yeah, that happened here a couple years ago with him and Andy over at Canandaigua, actually.
And the thing about it, I like it is usually Brett's good about it is when he's done it over, when it, what happens on the track,
it pretty stays
much
there.
It stays there. Yep. And a lot of people like taking it off the track. And it's just.
Absolutely.
We all been there, though, really.
I've been there. Yeah. For sure, I've been there.
I've calmed down.
Still
a lot,
there.
So.
I don't know if you've calmed down much at all. But
I just don't care no more. I just run them.
I've seen Ben literally leave it on the track when he drug somebody out of the front seat of their car by their face.
That's all done. That's old news.
That was still entertaining. If you want to focus on new news, we can bring it back around and start talking about Napa Winter Slam.
There you
because
go.
we gotta start thinking
colder
about
colder than a well. Never
I didn't think it was bad up there last year. It was until the sun went down. It wasn't bad that Saturday up there. The next morning we got up to leave and it was 82 below or whatever. It was cold, but the day of the show I thought it was pretty nice.
Oh, I tell you what. I won't. Never mind. Just keep bring up something else. Come on, bring cold, an analogy up. You're not going to like
Eskimos.
It was. There's no doubt that it was cold up there, but I mean, it was certainly an entertaining show.
It was a great
scheduled
show.
For February 7th, 2015. We got Randy Maslowski. We had some phone issues, so we don't have Jeremy. But we do have Randy, and I mean, welcome to the show. Welcome back. I've been watching, and it looks like you're going to be going to Blizzard Bash.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go down there again this year.
That's cool. So we'll be able to catch up with you before we go out there and have snotsicles running off of our nose.
Randy, let the record show. I'm on your side. I thought the day you had last year for the show was beautiful. There wasn't much wind. We were down in the valley. There was sun out.
I thought
it was great, man.
We were in the bottom of a riverbed, and it was 10 degrees out, and everybody's running around in shorts in Minnesota because it's a heat wave.
Absolutely. In February, that's warm for Minnesota.
Oh, No, I mean, it's February 7th, right? That's the day.
Yep, February 7th. We had it in the 8th last year. We're just trying to keep it that same weekend. We had a little bit of conflict. We almost had to switch it, but we got things worked out where we can still keep it that first weekend in February.
Outstanding. I mean, is the big change at this point is the addition of this truck division, right?
Yep. Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with that.
We decided last year the truck heat got really, really long for as greasy as it got.
Yep.
And being out there in the cold, we thought maybe we'd go to a little bit faster of a heat so we're not trying to freeze everybody out.
Chris, how those cameras working that cold?
They were fine. They were fine.
I had a stock class at a couple of my shows this summer, and these guys really tear it up. So, I mean, the well trucks do too, but they need a little bit more traction to really get around, and it just kind of greases up by the time you get some antifreeze out on there. It gets a little slimy, and they can't get the traction they need. So,
is your dad going to drive a truck?
I don't know. He's got a weld truck together, but I don't know if he'll throw another one together for the light build or not.
So this is 80s and newer trucks, or is it any frame that's got that has a hump in it?
It's any frame, limited to half ton and three quarter ton. We're taking away the one tons.
Okay.
And it's a really simple light build. I do give them a front bumper, so at least they can use both sides of the truck. But as far as the build goes, you can pull the mounts out. You can pull the body mounts out of it and put some bumpers on it. And the cage is relatively simple. None of it can go to the frame, but it's not strengthening the frame.
Right.
Other than that, it's like 24 inches of weld for the door and tailgate, so it's a really fast build.
And it's probably going to be a really fast heat. Is Brett Nelson expressed any interest? Is he going to be coming back for this?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be coming back. I don't know if he'll be back in a truck or not, but he hasn't missed a year yet, so I'm sure you'll see him somewhere.
That's the one thing I really want to see in Minnesota is those heavy weld trucks run on a course where they can get some. Because after seeing them last year at Winter Slam and the way they were built, and I mean, they said go, and every one of those guys in that truck heat just held it on the floor until something broke and they were out. Those guys all ran hard.
There were seven trucks that lasted 45 minutes.
Yeah. And I mean, it was out there a while. Because they're so well built and they're heavy duty. But that's the one thing I'm looking to most about going to Minnesota in the spring or summer is watching those guys run on a good hard, you know, or then get some bite.
Wadena has added the same idea, that the chain and go sort of 80s and newer essentially trucks, but it's basically any frame that's got a hump in it. They're getting rid of the straight frame stuff. This is basically you can still run more or less whatever you want. You just can't go quite as heavy with it. And I think it's right in the wheelhouse because those trucks are there. I mean, they're to be had, and you can build those things plenty hard. Is your defending champion going to be coming back this year? And what year T-Bird is he bringing?
Well, the registration just opened there Thursday, so I haven't heard back, but I have a hard time believing you wouldn't see him back.
Yeah, he's got those T-Birds figured out pretty good.
Knows them just fine. And you've got early registration for the guys that have run before, and then it's opening it up to everybody after the 11th of November.
Actually, it'll be the 15th of 15th. October.
Of October.
Or November. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I got my month off. Yeah, it's open right now for the previous drivers that drove last year. And then on October or November 15th, it'll open up to anybody any newbie that wants to come in, if there's any spots still open, which there will be. We had a little bit of payout to the compact class or the mid-sized class because it seemed like that was drawing a pretty good numbers.
Nice.
So we're going to predict that there's going to be the same, so we padded their payouts a little bit, kind of balance it out with the three of the other classes.
So you're going to have compacts, the new truck division, the chain and go division, and then your weld class.
Yeah, we're going to run the same weld rules as we had last year. We didn't make any changes because the tech went so much better. All my tech crew that were on that line, so there was the overbuilding got tamed down a lot.
Looking at you,
so we didn't have near as many getting either trailered or having to do a lot of changing. So we decided to stick with them same rules, and then we got the same 80s chain. We did a little bit of modifying there. Instead of having a completely stock motor, We did let them change intake and carburetors this year. Had a lot of requests for that, so they didn't have to specially build a carburetor for it. And then this the stock truck class, as I mentioned earlier. And which one are we forgetting here?
Your compacts, your stocks, your trucks, and your welds. You got four divisions.
Yep, all four.
And hopefully all one and done, just in case it's not 60 and sunny.
I'd say what there was.
We're only taking 35 in each class.
Right.
And then we get to 35, it's capped off. So there's no chance of any sort of heat. It's all one and done.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, there was good hard hitting in all the classes out there last year.
Remember the compact guy? It was 10 seconds into the first thing on the track, and a compact guy gets booted right out of the park, over the wall.
He started hitting the thing, and then he just floored it, and he was airborne. Yeah. And he was going to come back out, and then Randy's officials thought better of that.
Florida. The thing was, his wheels were turned in reverse. It was the guy that hit him from halfway across the track that jettisoned him out of the park.
Well, then the other guy got the cage knocked right out of his car.
Yeah, that was bad.
He handed it out the window.
That was bad.
They threw the red flag and he handed his dashboard to an official.
I thought that was a great show. I mean,
I had the right tires on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Kenny Rosno had it figured out.
So him and Zacharias, they were Kenny.
Not bar tread.
Blizzax.
No. Yeah.
Goodyear Blizzax.
Yeah. A lot less gear and a little bit softer tire, and you could do a stroke of business out there.
Frozen ground with a little bit of antifreeze.
Yes, I'm packing those ox treads, those things you can put over boots. I'll be packing a set of those for this year.
You won't get them.
I was
through.
Slapping. Trust me.
You won't get them on an airplane.
They'll go in the bag that's stowed. They won't be going in my carry on. They'll be underneath the plane. Or I'm buying them out there because I couldn't get around for anything.
Now, Randy, you're gonna have the heated beer tent going again, right?
Why would we not? That was the main attraction.
All right, I just wanted to make sure because that was really nice for doing that pre-race show. Yes. And those nice girls that were bringing us the shots during the show. Hopefully they're there again too because that was pretty nice.
Shut up over there.
I want to know where all this was at because I missed all that.
You were out checking cars out.
Oh yeah.
Chris and I were inside talking, and they just walked up and started handing us shots.
They handed us. It's not exactly how the story went. First of all, we had to find someplace heated so that the electrical tape was going to be sticky because we had to band-aid everything back together.
You did. You did an incredible job. You were MacGyvering it. I was very impressed.
And these ladies just come walking up to us and they say, "Here, we brought you some hot chocolate." And we never really thought anything of it until we were halfway through and thought, well, did he? Somebody spiked the hot cocoa. I better go tell Randy. Turned out he was aware of it.
Yeah. Now, so you got the after party working and everything again this year again, Randy?
We just got everything together with the rules and stuff now so we them all published and sent out, which we did. We released that on Thursday. So that'll be the next step. Now that I got that done, we're going to start working on trying to get the after party and some of the other stuff re-lined up. But as far as I know, I think we're probably going to be able to get something put together again.
I think awesome. That was a good deal because I put a lot of names, faces to names there and had a real good time. I just
think it's a great thing for you to do as a promoter for the drivers and the people that make it. I mean, you really give a lot back doing that, and that's just a really cool idea that you.
Fair
that you
warning,
have.
Fair warning, Randy, that Brandon Tyson's talking about coming back up there again.
Is he going to bring? Is Muse coming too?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure Muse will be there. That'll be a good time. I wonder if Josh Decker will be piloting a car at.
I don't know those.
It's only
that's
like
certainly
another...
something that's well within reason the scope of possible.
Randy, how far are you from Ames, Iowa, roughly?
From Ames?
Yeah, Ames. Like,
not extremely far. I would say 100 to 150 miles, maybe.
Okay.
What's your plan, buddy?
My nephew goes to Iowa State. So
yeah, you were just out there.
Yeah, I was just out there. I was 150 miles away from you last weekend.
Nice. Just swung up,
buddy.
You could have helped him finish writing the rules.
Yeah.
You don't want me doing that. I don't know what I'm doing.
I was even going to try and get up to Wadena and see you guys up there, but it just couldn't work. I had too much stuff going on that weekend.
How many shows have you run this summer?
Driven, I think I drove maybe 5 or 6 and promoted another 3.
Jeez.
And he destroyed a poor Chrysler New Yorker. I saw the front frame that came out of that thing, and it was bent in ways that I didn't think was possible.
Inside out.
Yeah, that was impressive. You definitely got your money's worth out of that car.
Obviously didn't cheat it enough.
Yeah.
The way I had it built, unfortunately, it didn't go off. It came in and bent everywhere.
Oh, yes, it did. You don't think it has anything to do with your right foot, though, do you?
Well, that's trouble with the LS. I had that issue.
All right, I just wondered.
Them unibodies don't like the skinny pedal unless you can do some work to them.
How are you? David, were you happy with your LS this year?
Oh, very.
Yeah. I mean, how about the car that you had it in? I mean, you had it in one of the essentially a Lincoln, like what Josh had out there. It was a little bit older.
73 Thunderbird, but I would have liked it done something different.
Yeah.
Next time I will.
Like what? I'm listening.
Mounting the front bumper on for one.
Mm-hmm. That would help.
I think a lot of it. Hold that front and up.
So yeah.
The way I mounted it. So.
Those LS motors run pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. They're definitely a good motor.
Yeah.
360 Magnums do okay.
A lot of guys ask me what it's like when they get hot. The only response I got is it never runs that long. The car's junk before it has
Well, we saw the different pictures of Randy's Mopar throughout the year, and then towards the end of the season, he put up a picture of I assume it was an Astro van. It was that style van, and that thing looked like it'd been hit by a train. And did the fuel pump or something go on that before he got the chance to run it again, Randy?
Yep. I let a friend of mine run it the week before, and he got fourth with it. And then he was done with it, so I was like, well, heck, I'll throw it together. And, yeah, we went there, and I unloaded off the trailer and started running like crap and messed around with the fuel pump to beat on a little bit and changed a couple things and thought it was all right until I went to go on the track, and nope, couldn't even make it to the track.
That thing was abused too. Randy found the skinny pedal in that car.
You ran your LS hot. I mean,
no.
Not hot, but...
No, actually what happened was I broke 3 coils off it.
Oh, well, okay.
That's why I was running like that. My motor was kind of sitting in my car.
Coil protectors.
Well, that'll be the next big thing.
LS coil protectors.
Why?
Where's Hoffmeister? Hoffmeister, are you hearing me?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
This is my builder aspect coming out. Come on, I can't help it.
Stop talking. Shut up, go home, and build it.
Yeah, exactly. Retire.
Instead of telling everybody, I'm sure you don't know anybody that has one either.
Oh, I know.
I'll have one.
You converted Andy Wolfanger, I think.
Well, Andy liked the sound of him. So. Well, it's quarter the money of a guard motor, too, but.
Yeah.
Is that what you ran at Candegla, was your LS motor?
Yeah.
And you
that was very impressive.
The 5.3 or 5.7 LSs, yeah. See, the $10,000 one that went up at Blizzard Bash was a 6.0.
Yes, that one left. There were pieces of the valve stuck in the roof.
Yeah.
You could see him come out flipping new cartwheels. Yep. It looked like a flopper top, but small and glowing.
I would cry.
Oh, he was
Kenny Rosno.
He was loading in Baldwin's trailer, telling him to redo it because he needed it in like 2.5 or 3 weeks.
I would cry.
Kenny Rosno was there, yeah. And Kenny got stuck, and he had a chip in his.
Oh, yeah.
I go, they're like, something just came out of his car. I'm like, watch this. He took the chip out of it. He did what? Next thing you know, he fired it up, and he just, to the moon. It went. I was like, yeah.
Yep. You could see him. He reached over, and he pulled the chip out and flung it out the window, and then just it went from loud to louder, just honing on it.
Well, yeah.
Mine still got a chip in it.
Yeah. Now, if you got hung up, are you going to reach over and pull the chip out of it so that you get more RPM and throw the chip up?
Yes, Dave would pull it out. I have no doubt.
If it was one more shot away and he knew he had it won, I guarantee you the chip would come out.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like about that Magnum I ran. There's no chip. You just push a little harder on the pedal, and you get all sorts of RPM. I was pretty impressed with
that. Once you rig up a pedal.
Yeah, well, this year I'll be running my guard pedal everywhere I go. That's a different story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear you over there. Enough. So, I mean, at this point, what are you guys expecting in terms of return entries? If you're figuring that there's going to be some some drop off, is it? Have you heard a lot of feedback leading up to this point when people are asking and inquiring about when the entries and stuff are going to be opened, Randy?
Well, there's a selected few, and you're right. There always is some that drop off, and then there's always tons more that want to come in as well.
As long as there's a wait list, you're fine.
The only class that really gets tough on that 18 usually fills up right away. That one, I would say within a month or so, that usually tops out. But I'm getting a lot of response of new drivers this year from North Dakota and up northern tip of Minnesota by Canada. And I had a couple phone calls from Illinois. So as far as the repeat guys, I see a lot on Facebook of who's watching what. So they're there. As far as if they're coming or not, that's yet to be seen. But I have a good feeling that their numbers are going to be well over 100 like they have every other year.
I'm hoping Neil Jerry and Dustin Anderson come.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that Chris Lancaster is going to make the trip out. And
Well, actually, I was talking to Chris, too. He's actually working on a couple guys from California that actually come out and drive this year.
Yeah, I heard.
Nice.
That would be cool.
I don't think it's the same pool that you're thinking either, Brian.
No, cool.
Oh.
Cool. I'm hoping Rosenthal comes back also because he put on the show with that Cordoba. They said go, and his foot was on the floor until it was that poor car was.
Mr. It don't run very good.
Yeah.
Like you're full of shit.
Yeah, that was a great show. I mean, I was all the shows I've been to this year, I've been very impressed.
It's gonna be outstanding. I'm looking forward to it, and with the sounds of it, I mean, we've talked with Jeremy, we've talked with Randy both. As far as I know, we're doing pretty much the same program as what we did last year. We're gonna be doing the video, and we're gonna be doing the pre show, and we're gonna figure out a way to do a post show. Last year, we ran into a band, so to say, that we couldn't really do a post-race. We could have done it outside, I
suppose. You know what we could do? We should do the post-race show at the post-race party.
That's where the band was. That's where the band was last year.
Unless you put Muse on stage with the band.
No, when we first got there, though, they weren't going. They didn't start till later at night.
No.
Yeah.
No. We'll figure it out. It'll all come together. It always does.
You can talk to your people.
We can Band-Aid anything together, right?
As long as you get past the bouncer, you're good.
Yeah.
I think all you need is a big old, take a Mom Burger sub out. We'll take care of the
Yeah. Randy, we almost got thrown out. I don't know if you knew that. The bouncer was ready to toss us out of the place.
Yeah, we came asking about your party. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You guys are blah, blah, blah. We're like, whoa, easy, buddy. Calm down.
Sir, we're from New York.
Yeah, and he picked on me.
Yeah, then he asked Ben if he needed a booster seat.
And I was the only sober one of the bunch.
Terrible. Oh, yeah. There may have been drinking involved that night.
But.
Well, Randy, should be a good time for sure.
We are looking forward to it. We'll be in touch. I mean, we got some other stuff that we gotta go over anyway. But absolutely looking forward to it. It was a great time last year. It's an awesome show. If you get the chance to make it, you gotta make the trip up. I mean, there's not really anything else going on in February,
no.
Other than snowmobiles and they do race cars on any one of the 10,000 lakes in that state.
Yeah, but we saw some on flying out.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But I mean, if you want to go, have a good time at a derby. That's the place to do
I'm
it.
I'm telling you what, people from that area are hardy. They're used that weather anyways. Yeah. If you like
you
Derby,
fit right in.
If you like Derby and come out and watch, I mean, you that is a great show.
How's your Mrs. the Coon hat?
I could get one of those this year. It's all good.
It's enough. It's enough. Randy, man, I appreciate it. We'll get you on here in a couple weeks and check in on how those entries are going.
Okay. That'll be good.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot.
Next time we get Jeremy on here.
Yeah, I talked with him, and he told me to call you. So, neither one of you want to talk to us. All right, man. Thanks.
That's the case. Technical difficulties trying to get the lines untangled, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get it.
That's all right.
We'll get it straightened out. No worries. But we're looking forward to it. Guys, jump online. Find out more about Napa Winter Slam.
Take it easy, Randy.
You bet. Catch you guys later.
Thanks, dude. We'll see you later. We do. After real quick, do a quick spot of business.
Pay some bills.
Yep. it's about that time of year. We start getting these things loaded up and backed up and everything. So take a look at this, and we'll be back with you.
Somebody was saying they were doing motor swaps.
That was awesome.
Yep.
That was very cool.
That was submitted by Blizzard Bash.
And that's just a little slice.
Just a nudge of
goodness.
It. I'm trying to get my hands on some of the other stuff so that we can put together like the full bore advertisement and all the other stuff, all the other things that we play on here. It's pretty exciting. I can't wait. This flower went fast, man. We got to get out of here. Actually, the sauce is going to be coming up here in just a little bit, so we got to get on our way. But I'm glad, David, you guys could make it. Aaron, thanks for coming out.
Thank you. It was a good time.
And anytime you want to come. I mean, you're not far away. Stop by. We got an anniversary show coming up on the 29th. Guest list still taking form. It's going to be the fastest hour in Demolition Derby, guarantee it. Faster than this, faster than next week. Next week's going to be a pretty big show, too. Stay tuned to the Facebook page. It'll let you know what's new, what's coming up, and what's happening. That's going to do it for us. Thanks a lot to Sam Williams and with Blizzard Bash and our good friend Randy Moslowski from out there at Napa Winter Slam. That's going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course, episode number 50 in the books. We'll see you back here next week.